Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This is a cosmic moment on this planet that is providing humanity with opportunities beyond anything we've ever experienced before. This truth is beginning to resonate in every person's heart flame, and people everywhere are beginning to sense the magnitude of what is happening on Earth at this time. We have all been preparing for eons of time to fulfill our unique facets of this unfolding divine plan. Now our God selves, our I Am presence, is calling us to a higher service. You and I have powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. As we are awakening, we have the ability to lift all life up with us. This is true for every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. The universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Every man, woman, and child on Earth, no matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul, and then invoke the light of God on his or her behalf. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her highest good and their divine plan, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour together today, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together we'll serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And simultaneously, we unite our hearts and minds with lightworkers all over the world that are joining us today in consciousness for this radio program. And we join hearts and minds with the mighty I Am presence, the true God reality of every person evolving on this planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. Just for a moment, feel the love of God flowing into your heart flame. And from your heart flame, your I Am presence breathes that love of God out into the atmosphere of Earth, and it flows into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on Earth. This is creating a grid of love around this planet, unifying your heart with the hearts and minds of all humanity. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force of light. During our time together today, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light from the realms of illumined truth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The company of heaven is helping us in unprecedented ways at this time. And to receive that assistance, all we have to do is ask. The beings of light are truly standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to intervene in our lives in unprecedented ways. And today we're going to accept and invoke that assistance on behalf of ourselves and every person evolving on this planet, no matter how far he or she may be from reflecting the truth of their divine potential as a beloved son or daughter of God. The souls that are awakening and moving forward into the light aren't the ones that need us. The ones that need us are the ones that are still so buried in their life circumstances that they can't get their head above the mud puddle of the pain and suffering in their lives enough to even invoke the light of God or to realize that they are a beloved child of God and that all their Father, Mother, God have is theirs. So together, in one-pointed consciousness, we're going to serve as surrogates on behalf of those souls, the people on this planet who are suffering, are in pain, and are going through the purging and cleansing process without the sacred knowledge that they have the ability to lift up out of that confusion and manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth in their life experiences. The patterns of perfection for our newly birthed renaissance of divine love are now filtering into humanity's hearts and minds as these patterns flood into the mental and emotional strata in the bodies of beloved Mother Earth. This is allowing each of our I Am presences to have greater access to our thoughts, our feelings, our words, our behavior patterns, and our beliefs. This glorious aspect of our own divinity is now able to work through each of us in previously unknown ways, as we volunteer to assist in the healing process that is now unfolding on this planet day by day. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, so it is vital that light workers around the world join together to transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transformed back into light, thus clearing the way for the tangible manifestation of the patterns of perfection in our renaissance of love. There are a lot of very difficult things being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. All we have to do is turn on the news or read a newspaper to see very, very difficult things taking place in people's lives all over this planet. The reason for this purging is because the Earth is a living, breathing organism. And in order for her to survive, she must cleanse and purge herself of the atrocities that humanity has inflicted upon her. The important thing to understand is that this cleansing can be done with light and an influx of divine love, rather than through destructive earth changes and through incredible pain and suffering in the outer world. This is where the light workers come into the picture. We are now being called to a new level of divine service. Those of us that are more aware of what is occurring on Earth, those of us that know that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are creating our everyday life experiences, those of us that understand that we are the creators of the circumstances of our lives, not just the victims of the circumstances of our lives, we have a greater responsibility to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers who have not reached that level of awareness yet. But everybody is lifting up in consciousness. And as we assist in this process, we will lift them up so that they too can become instruments of God and begin serving on behalf of the rest of humanity that is still struggling in the quagmire of our human miscreations. Through the unified efforts of lightworkers around the world, a mighty pillar of divine love has been created that actually extends from the very core of the earth into the heart and mind of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. In response to humanity's unprecedented outpouring of love, which has occurred over the last several years as humanity awakens and opens our heart once again to the love of the feminine aspect of deity, our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. Our Father, Mother God have opened a portal that descends from the core of creation back into the heart of the earth. This two-way in-breath and out-breath in this portal of divine love is bathing the earth with more powerful frequencies of transfiguring divine love than we have previously been able to endure. This love is now flowing to earth and bathing all life evolving here as we are lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness further up the spiral of evolution into more rarefied frequencies of the fifth dimension. This powerful influx of light is blazing through the heart flames of every awakened soul on this planet, and it is piercing through all time frames and dimensions and flowing back to the initial impulse of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. This powerful light from the heart of God is pushing to the surface the human miscreations that humanity has precipitated throughout the ages through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings as we co-created painful patterns of imperfection. These mutated patterns are coming up so that we can transmute them back into the light. They are reflecting things like poverty, disease, war, pain and suffering of every conceivable kind, low self-esteem, feelings of unworthiness, hatred, prejudice, and all of the human miscreations that reflect anything less than the oneness and reverence for all life. They include all of the pain and suffering humanity has created in the past and in the present. As God's transfiguring divine love flows in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy, a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential is being created. Now, awakened lightworkers are being asked by the company of heaven to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling to imprint new patterns of perfection from the causal body of God onto this newly formed field of divine potential. The divine intent of this mission is to quickly expand the archetypes and the matrices for our new planetary cause of divine love and our renaissance of love, which reflect the patterns of the new earth that have now been secured in the physical plane. We have the ability to co-create radical and revolutionary change right here and right now. Moment by moment, amazing changes are taking place within every man, woman, and child as he or she awakens to the divine potential that is being revealed through the divinity in their heart flame. As we each, with clear intent, consciously focus on both our personal and planetary transfiguration, our victory is assured. Our thoughts and feelings are creating our reality. So when those thoughts and feelings are empowering only the patterns of perfection for the new earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, with all of the infinite perfection of our newly birthed renaissance of love, we will transform this planet in the twinkling of an eye. we have raised up in vibration, and we now have fifth-dimensional solar spines that are vibrating with fifth-dimensional solar chakras. These solar spines pulsating within our bodies and our 12 higher-frequency solar chakras have recently been activated within each one of us by our mighty I Am presence. This increase in vibration is actually altering and rebuilding our nervous system. These highways of light, our acupuncture meridians, are being widened to accommodate the increase of transfiguring divine love from these new patterns of perfection that are now pouring into the planet through humanity's hearts and minds. Our nervous systems are being strengthened to withstand higher levels of divine wisdom and sacred knowledge than we have previously been able to experience in this physical plane. Humanity's spiritual brain centers are also being altered. This involves our pituitary, our pineal, and our hypothalamus glands, as well as the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. They are awakening through this new infusion of light. As divine consciousness filters into our outer minds through our mental body and our newly aligned fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras, our God selves, our I Am presence, are releasing new visions of possibility within which peace and freedom are tangible realities, and reverence for life is the order of the new day. Our fifth-dimensional solar chakras enable the physiology and the physiological aspects of the third and fourth dimensions to be lifted into and merged with the multidimensional aspects of the limitless physical perfection in the fifth dimension. These dimensions are merging into the higher frequencies that we are ascending into. This process is reordering our RNA and our DNA structures into new expressions of eternal youth, vibrant health, and radiant beauty. These expressions are the natural reflection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional crystalline solar light bodies. This activity of light is creating a deep stirring and change within each of us at an atomic cellular level. This is occurring through every facet of our life experience, and suddenly and miraculously, nothing is the same. Now it is time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation for the benefit of humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. We have the ability to be the open door for these higher frequencies of light now through our fifth-dimensional solar spines. We have the ability to breathe this light into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth, allowing this light to bathe the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity. Then the I Am presence within each person can utilize this light to recalibrate the cellular structures, lifting each person into higher frequencies of perfection. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking our assistance in another vitally important facet of the divine plan. So please go within and kneel before the altar of divine love that is blazing in your heart. Listen to the still small voice of your mighty I Am presence and respond to this clarion call according to the inner directives of your God self. the key factors in humanity's ultimate awakening involve both the remembrance of the oneness of all life and the establishment of a higher order of divine government. This will be a self-governing body of humanity, a government of the I Am Presence of humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity, a government that is perpetually working for the highest good of all concerned, with unfathomable power and might of God's transfiguring divine love. This self-governing body, this divine government, will be accelerated into physical manifestation by leaps and bounds as we remember the oneness of all life. And it will result in restoring reverence for all life in the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child, so that humanity will continually work, reveling in our uniqueness, our diversities, our various religions, honoring each one, revealing and respecting every other part of life, as we co-create new patterns of perfection, reflecting a renaissance of love and our new planetary cause, which works in oneness and love, bringing forth the perfection and the highest good for all concerned. Win-win situations, revering and honoring Mother Earth and all her life, revering and honoring every man, woman, and child, respecting their uniqueness and their diversities. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to establish these archetypes for healing humanity's separation from God and from the remembrance of the oneness of all life. If this were not the case, your I Am Presence would not have magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness. With the assistance of embodied lightworkers and the infusion of the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love that are now bathing the planet from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, humanity is being catapulted forward, and planet Earth is moving up the spiral of evolution by leaps and bounds, resulting in a quantum shift of consciousness. This activity of light is going to be greatly accelerated as more and more people awakening to the divine ability to serve as instruments of God on behalf of all humanity. The more lightworkers there are who are willing to assist humanity in integrating the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love, the more effective we will be in transmuting the obsolete patterns of poverty, greed, war, hate, and all of the maladies existing on Earth. This will occur sooner than we can envision from outer appearances, and it will manifest the archetypes for the new heaven and the new earth in physical, tangible form. The Company of Heaven has said that the need of the hour is for awakened lightworkers to join together our hearts and minds as we co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of light that will assist even the most asleep, resistant people to easily experience the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love that are now flooding the planet, awakening us to the renaissance of love that has been recently birthed in the physical plane. When we observe the things occurring on Earth, it looks from outer appearances as though we're centuries away from reaching a critical mass of vibration that would allow these patterns of perfection for the new Earth to become a manifest reality. However, we must remember that critical mass does not mean 51% of the people on Earth. It means 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the people on Earth. Light is infinitely more powerful than fear. One light worker focusing effectively on the light can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented, fear-based, hate-filled thoughts and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of people. In addition to that blessing, the beings of light have been given a rare cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God. In order to help accelerate the awakening taking place on Earth, they have been granted permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold when we agree to participate in this holy endeavor. That is 1,000,000 times. That means that whenever we are invoking the light or serving as surrogates on behalf of humanity, our efforts are being amplified as though there are 1,000,000 beings of light working with us simultaneously. Hence, the critical mass of heaven on earth is much, much closer than it appears. So let's join together now. The following invocations and visualizations are specifically designed to help us awaken every recalcitrant soul and to assist every neophyte and awakened soul to integrate the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love quickly and effortlessly. We are one with all life. Our I Am presence is one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child. Our I Am presence is one with the entire company of heaven. Our I Am presence is one with our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. So please join with me now as we come together as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. Invoking the light of God, these visualizations and affirmations that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this physical plane of Earth. I'm going to state these invocations and these visualizations in the first person so that we can each experience them individually, but we are simultaneously invoking them on behalf of every man, woman, and child on Earth, in unison with the entire company of heaven, knowing that our efforts today are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold as we take this earth and all her life a quantum leap into the frequencies of perfection. And we begin. I am inbreathing and exhaling slowly and rhythmically. The holy breath of God is cleansing and purifying my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The breath of God is now lifting me up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. And I ascend into the realms of eternal light and illumined truth. I now pass through the multidimensional doorway into higher frequencies of divine consciousness than I have ever known. I am now enveloped in a cascading, brilliant light, which is reflecting the pristine beauty and the exquisite colors of the 12 solar aspects of deity. This resplendent light is pulsating with the music of the spheres as it bathes every particle of my being. I am experiencing great ecstasy in my heart, and I know perfect calm and harmony in my mind. I have ascended into fifth-dimensional solar consciousness, and here my I Am presence takes full dominion of my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, my very being. Here I know I am present. Through the divine consciousness of my I Am presence, I now realize that a great pillar of light is radiating through me. It is my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine, which is the finger of God Almighty pointing to planet Earth from out of the realms of eternal light, saying, "Here I am." Along this pillar of solar fire, I see and feel my 12 solar chakras of divine consciousness. I now accept my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras as the luminous presence of my mighty I Am presence. This is what I am, the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity, now made manifest in the world of form. Through the assimilation of this divine light, I am both a planetary and a solar being. I am spirit and matter, unified on Earth in perfect harmony. I serve through a planetary body, but I now dwell in the divine consciousness of all that is through my mighty I Am presence. Into this great force field of light, I now invoke the power and light of Helios and Vesta, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our physical sun. I invoke the power and light of Alpha and Omega, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our central sun. I invoke the power and light of Eloi and Eloah, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from the great central sun. I invoke the power and light of El and Allah, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our great, great central sun. And I invoke the power and light of the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent cosmic I Am, my Father, Mother, God, all that is. I am one with the entire company of heaven. Joining with me now are the crowns, thrones, principalities, the galactic beings, the archangels, seraphim and angels, cherubim, ascended masters, the mighty I Am presence and the solar Christ presence of all humanity, the directors of the elements, the devas and deva rajas, and all of the beings associated with the elemental kingdom. I realize I am one with all of these magnificent forces of light, and through my sincere heart call, they have joyously come to help me imprint the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God onto the newly created fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. Now, as one holy breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I proceed. Through the divine sacred fire blazing in my heart, I ask the legions of light throughout infinity to come forth now. Blessed ones, blaze the 12 solar aspects of deity, the most powerful fifth-dimensional ray of the circle of the sacred 12 that humanity can withstand at this time, into every person's heart flame. Project this divine light into each person's mental body, their etheric mind, and the physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. Balance the right and left brain hemispheres of each person and activate each person's spiritual brain center, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. Beloved ones, rewire our physical brain structures to withstand the light of divine consciousness and heal the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communicating with our I Am presence. Assist us to perpetually hold open our solar crown chakras of enlightenment and allow each of us to reunite with our I Am presence on a conscious level. I ask that you keep this divine light blazing through each cell, molecule, atom, and electron of humanity's brain structures until our minds and brains are restored to their original purity and divine intent. Help every soul to be once again fully alert to the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, so that we may all achieve great skill in transmitting these patterns into physical expression. Legions of light, expand the harmony of humanity's true being. Fill our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with tones of cosmic harmony, and draw these vehicles into alignment with our I Am presence and our solar crystalline light bodies. Allow the light of God to constantly maintain a state of peace and calm in our outer minds. Instantly dissolve all thoughts and feelings that conflict with humanity's divine plan and divine potential. Like the sea reflecting the sun, help us to keep our conscious minds open to the divine plan. And then, seeing and knowing that plan, those patterns of our renaissance of love, assist each of us to go forth and manifest it. Beloved ones, bathe the earth and her atmosphere in oceans of the cosmic melody, color, and harmony, so that all life will feel at one with your exquisite prismatic cascading sea of music and light. Legions of light, in deep humility and gratitude, I thank you for assisting humanity and all life evolving on Earth. I am now entering an even deeper place within my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and offer my all in service as I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God Self, my mighty I Am presence. I now stand before the light of God, and all of my earthly vehicles are brought into perfect alignment. My 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine is aligned, and my 12 solar chakras are open to full breadth. As the 12 solar aspects of deity blaze through each chakra, I become a radiant sun of God's infinite light. Within this radiant sun, I am one with humanity. I am one with the legions of light throughout infinity. I am one with all creation. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, all that is. From this perspective, I am able to see the 12 solar strands of DNA that are being recalibrated within the cells of every human being. In my mind's eye, I see this DNA as a shimmering waveform configuration that is being modified by light, radiation, magnetic fields, solar flares, and sonic impulses as it accelerates into fifth-dimensional frequencies. I witness the genetic codes of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar-like bodies being activated within humanity's DNA. These perfected codes are being imprinted on the immortal, victorious, threefold flame of divinity that is blazing in every person's heart and secured in the nucleus of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life within humanity's earthly bodies. This energy adjustment ignites every cell and lifts humanity into higher frequencies of light than we have ever experienced. Within this light, each person's God self is able to open the conscious mind to new levels and a new influx of divine consciousness. This greatly increases humanity's ability to perceive and understand what is happening on Earth at this time. Now, collectively, I am breathing in rhythmically and deeply. The legions of light throughout infinity are with me now as I greet this sacred moment from within the peace of my liberated I Am presence. Through this activity of light on this sacred and holy day, centered here within my I Am presence, I am one with all life, and I now realize that I am all of humanity, standing forth as the arisen I Am presence on earth. Now I reach up into the infinity of my own divine consciousness. And all humanity is lifted up with me. Humanity's free will becomes one with God's will. And the infinity of humanity's divine consciousness is reclaimed right here and right now in the physical world of form. I am now the full expression of my I Am presence. And I begin to profoundly experience God power on all planes. I experience my full divine potential, and I realize my presence on earth is but one aspect of my consciousness. In this awakening, I know I am a universal instrument of God on earth. I in-breathe and absorb the light of God that is streaming into my heart, and I begin to know myself on several levels. I am a celestial child of God, abiding in the physical realms of planet Earth. Here, I am performing my cosmic service of loving all life free. I find my gentle rhythm in this aspect of my divine potential, and I know I am that I am. My awareness now expands into my I Am presence, and I experience myself as a cosmic flame with light rays radiating out in all directions. I am a resplendent sun of God's infinite light. Here I know myself as God in action, here, there, and everywhere present. As this aspect of my divine potential anchors into the core of my physical being, once again I know I am that I am. I now ascend further into my divine potential within the galactic presence of my white fire being. Here I am whole and complete, the divine balance of my masculine and feminine I am presence. Here I see, feel, and become part of the service of the masculine and feminine aspects of my Father, Mother, God, from suns beyond suns beyond suns. I am one with the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from the physical sun, beloved Helios and Vesta. I am one with the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from the central sun, beloved Alpha and Omega. I am one with the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from the great central sun, beloved Eloah and Eloah. I am one with the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from the great, great central sun, beloved El and Elah. I am now experiencing the endless ocean of light flowing through me into the physical plane of Earth, from suns beyond suns beyond suns. And I know I am that I am. I am the open door for this celestial ocean of light, and here I rest in eternity. This is the cosmic ocean of light, flowing unimpeded through my four earthly vehicles, releasing all thoughts, feelings, and memories of the past that are less than the immaculate concept of my true God reality, my I am presence. I am embodied on Earth now to express my free will choice to function as an instrument of God and to experience the joy of my physical transformation into the infinite realms of perfection. All that I am, all of my divine potential, is flowing through me here and now. I am at peace in the physical realm, and I am resting in supreme God confidence. I now feel the opening of the fifth dimensional stargate of my heart, and I immediately see the truth of all life around me. I see every facet of life, all unbalanced energies, every recalcitrant soul, as they are intended to be seen in the expanded divine plan. Every particle of life in its original state, innocent, primordial life, that is now returning, entering my awareness at this time to be redeemed and lifted up through the power of Almighty God. I now greet all of these unbalanced energies and every recalcitrant soul on Earth as my Father, Mother, God would, from within the flame of peace, detachment, God confidence, and supreme authority. I take these precious souls, this misqualified energy, into my being and hold it in my arms of light, in the highest frequency of God's divine love, as I would an injured child. It cannot be overwhelmed by me. It cannot overwhelm me or control me in any way. Nor do I need to fear it or shun it. I simply hold it and love it until it has calmed, desiring on its own part to rejoin the kingdom of heaven, which is within me through the infinite power of God's love. this energy, these precious souls now release themselves into the light. They experience infinity consciousness. They begin to feel the full momentum of their individualized I Am presence, and they again find their proper place in the universe. In perfect divine order, this energy and these recalcitrant souls shall now be eternally free, held firmly within the perfection of my full divine potential. And I affirm to all life everywhere, precious life, come unto me to be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. Precious life, come unto me to be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. Precious life, come unto me to be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. As a powerful instrument of God, I realize that I am safely accepting unascended energies into the fifth dimensional stargate of my heart flame. I am in holy communion through this activity of light with my Father, Mother, God. And as these returning energies and these recalcitrant souls enter the divine potential within my heart flame, they are also in holy communion with our Father, Mother, God. Now, rather than feeling rejected and thus lingering as patterns of negativity, these precious energies and these precious souls feel accepted and loved as the innate God energy and sons and daughters of God that they are. Within the embrace of my infinite love, they voluntarily release themselves into the light, and they become one with all of the great force fields and divine momentums of light throughout the whole of creation. This great dance of transfiguration is taking place within the newly opened fifth dimensional stargate of my heart flame. And I both participate in this dance and observe it as a detached observer in the peace of my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the great I Am, all that is. I am in perfect harmony with my Father God's confidence, protection, power, and divine authority, and my Mother God's love, patience, divine compassion, and reverence for all life. And I rejoice that this unascended energy and these precious souls are now finding their way home through me as I release myself into the inner knowing that my I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. Beloved Father, Mother, God, through your divine grace, I accept that you are empowering me with the ability to radiate the full divine potential of my I Am presence to these precious souls daily and hourly with every breath I take until every particle of life belonging to or serving this precious earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body. I inhale and exhale as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, thank you with all of the love of my being for your willingness to serve in this wondrous way the precious souls on this planet that are striving to move forward in the light, but that have become so buried in their negativity that they haven't been able to perceive their own divine potential. We have the ability to be the keeper of our sisters and brothers and to serve as surrogates on their behalf. And for this service to the light, we are blessed beyond measure. Thank you for your willingness to be that open door. Please join with us again next week as we increase our ability to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Coder-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.